poll, 23% of vaccinated say they experienced negative reactions to the vaccine. By Hannah Blow on July 14, 2021. Nearly a quarter of those who have been vaccinated for the Chinese coronavirus say they have experienced negative reactions to the vaccine, and 18% say they will not get the vaccine, according to a poll from The Economist/YouGov. While the survey found the majority, 59%, indicating that they are fully vaccinated for the Chinese coronavirus, 18% said they will not get vaccinated, and 11% express uncertainty. Of those who have been vaccinated, 23% have experienced negative reactions, and 3% said they are not sure. 74%, however, said they have not. The results follow news of the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, adding a warning label to the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine over links to a rare neurological condition. An updated fact sheet for healthcare providers administering the shot lists adverse side effects which include acute allergic reactions, thrombosis with thrombocytopenia, capillary leak syndrome, and a nervous system disorder, Guillain-Barré syndrome. According to the fact sheet, reports of adverse events following use of the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine under emergency use authorization suggest an increased risk of Guillain-Barré syndrome during the 42 days following vaccination. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has also addressed links of heart inflammation conditions in connection to the mRNA vaccinations, identifying roughly 1,200 cases of myocarditis or pericarditis developing primarily in young men who received either the Pfizer or Dilon shot. However, the CDC determined the known and potential benefits of COVID-19 vaccination outweigh the known and potential risks, including the possible risk of myocarditis or pericarditis, although devastating stories continue to surface. The Federal Health Agency is currently investigating the death of a 13-year-old Michigan boy who died in his sleep 2 days after receiving his second Pfizer shot. According to the Detroit Free Press, the family was told that preliminary autopsy findings suggest Jacob's heart was enlarged when he died and there was fluid around his heart. The vast majority of people in the U.S. have opted for mRNA shots. According to the survey, 49% have received the Pfizer shot, followed by 40% who received Dilon and 10% who received the J&J. According to the CDC's July 13 data, nearly 160 million people in the U.S. are considered fully vaccinated, representing 48.1% of the U.S. population. The survey, taken July 10 to 13, 2021, among 1,500 U.S. adults, has a margin of error of +/-3%.